We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not though, podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, a podcast where every week we have on a comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, I have on a very special guest, a friend from high school, Mitch Pommettier. Mitch is a super funny guy, and he also just happens to be in the Navy and does jet stuffs. So we decided to do a podcast where it's two guys who are talking about planes, but he will use all his knowledge, and I am going to attempt to just lie my way through the whole thing. We even named it the most cliche thing ever, the Top Gun podcast. It's a lot of fun. I hope you guys like it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Top Gun podcast. Welcome to Top Gun. I am Whip Hubley. My call sign is The Bartender. I am an Air Force lieutenant, and with me, as always, is my good buddy, Mitch Pommettier. Mitch!
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm Lieutenant Mitch Pommettier, call sign Taco.
How'd you get that call sign again?
Well, it's it's an acronym there, Whip, and it actually stands for Typically Average Caucasian Officer.
Ooh.
So I was in the squadron for over, about 6 or 7 months, and they just couldn't get a call sign to stick on me. And then somebody put that one up on the call sign review board, and it stuck, man.
So you look like a taco. When I first met you, I'm like, this man's a taco. For those of you who haven't listened to the podcast before, Whip and Mitch met at a local bar and really hit it off. I found out that Mitch was a pilot, and of course, me being a pilot, we hit it off right away. It was amazing. The stories that Mitch told me were so cool and so awesome.
Well, Whip, I mean, I hate to interject here for a second, but I did tell you that I was a weapon system officer. So I'm actually the guy in the back of my jet, running the weapon systems and working along with the pilot to make sure that we can fly this and fight this jet appropriately.
Yeah, I know all about that. Here's the thing though. I'm in the Air Force. My weapon system officer, he quit the first day. He's like, I can't handle your flying. It's too radical. It's too new. He basically just said I was too cool. And I talked to the guy in charge, my second lieutenant, and he's like, you don't need one. You could do it all yourself. I'm kind of the lone gun. They used to call me the lone gun, but the bartender stuck with me.
Gotcha. Oh, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I could totally see that. Just based on your stories you talk about, and your flying definitely seems pretty radical, man. Mm-hmm. How did you get the bartender?
Oh, well, it's just because, when we met in the bar, I was bartending. Because, in my free time, I'm a bartender. Just on the side when I have a little extra time, just to get a couple extra dollars, a couple extra cash.
Gotcha. You know? Yeah, that makes no. Yeah, yeah. No ironic part about it. Just, you're a bartender, so why wouldn't we not call you the bartender?
Yeah, a lot of people know about Whip Hubley, and I'm a pretty straightforward, straight shooter. Not a lot of mystery to Whip Hubley.
I haven't seen it. It's good, man.
Yeah, yeah. Let's move on to our first segment. Planes. This is where we talk about our planes. We talk about how awesome flying is. And all kinds of awesome stuff. Mitch, what kind of plane are you flying right now?
So I fly in the F-18 F Super Hornet. It's a carrier variant of the or it's a carrier aircraft that we fly here in the Navy. It's our prime multi-role strike fighter. So which means we can both fight in the air and we can drop bombs on the ground. And pretty much is the jack of all trade for the Navy right now.
Yeah, I remember flying that bad boy, the Hornet around.
To fly the Hornet? When was that?
Oh, well, when I first showed up, they gave me the Hornet, and I'm like, I flew it around a couple times, and I'm like, you guys, this one just, it's not for me. It doesn't fit me right. As Mitch, you've seen me. You know, I'm 5'10", stocky 300, and I need a plane with a little bit more room.
Yeah, I can see that, man. We don't have many stocky 5'10", 300-pound guys flying the Super Hornet, so I would have been pretty surprised if you were flying. I can't remember what you said you flew, though.
Oh, well, what am I flying right now? I switch it up. Yeah, like, basically when I... So basically, this is what happens. I show up on the ship, on the magnificent, beautiful ship, and I walk up to the top part, and I look around, and I just kind of basically pick which one I want that day. And I pick the one that it's basically already ready. That's my idea.
Oh, so that you just kind of go, you got carte blanche to just go fly whatever you want. That's a pretty neat spot to be in, man.
Carte blanche, that was one of my nicknames. I used to call me carte blanche before.
Gotcha. So, man, you've had a lot of call signs. You know, that's normally we kind of just get one and stick with it, but you know, unfortunately, you've had to kind of roll with them. That's a lot of money spending on patches and all that kind of stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. So, if you open up one of my drawers, it looks like I'm a Boy Scout because I have so many patches.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I have all different kinds of call signs that I went through. You know, all the good ones, like Viper, Goose. Iceman.
Interesting.
Yeah, a lot of good ones. Anyway, what I'm flying right now, I'm flying it's a special kind of plane. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's called an F-150.
I have not heard. Is that new? I mean, can we talk about this on a podcast?
Hey, again, I talked to my second lieutenant. He said he listens to the podcast. He loves the podcast. He really loves you.
Oh, interesting.
He says you're the coolest guy he knows. And he said I could talk about whatever I want. Yeah, so I'm flying this F-150 around. It's got a lot of space. It seats 6.
Okay. And it flies off the boat as well. You can take off and land from the boat.
Oh, this thing, it has a hook. The hooker on this thing, it catches, it's so good. The ride is smooth. You barely feel any bumps.
Oh, wow. Really? You don't feel the trap?
No, I don't know. No trap. No.
Wow. That must be really nice.
Yeah. I mean, I could fly this thing somewhere, land it, load it up, take it back home. Sometimes they let me take take it home cause it's so secret. They're like, hide it in plain sight.
Okay. Well, that's really interesting their whip or the bartender, excuse me. We usually don't talk to each other by our first names.
You can call me the whip if you want.
We should just change your call sign right now. Let's call you the whip.
The whip is great because I'm also really into politics, so that'll go really well.
Okay, yeah. I mean, and the most important thing, obviously, is, you know, the whip is that you would like your call sign because, I mean, heaven forbid you would hate your call sign. You know, we would never do that in the Navy.
Oh, yeah, in the Air Force, they kind of, when you first get in, they give you a call sign that you hate and you have to stick with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I get it. You know, that's how I got Taco. I didn't really want to be a Taco, but they gave that to me. So, but it's cool that you get to kind of just choose what you want to be called. That's really interesting.
You didn't want to be called Taco?
I mean, it wasn't my first choice, man, you know.
Tacos, I think it's really cool.
I appreciate that. I've grown to love it. I've grown to like it.
I think it's like funny, but like the word taco is already aggressive.
It's a great food.
It's a fantastic food. I mean, I think
have,
a burrito.
I always have a Halloween costume. It's great, you know.
Like
I said, there's far worse things people could call me than Taco, but it wasn't my first choice.
What kind of like guns and stuff are on your F-18?
So we have a 20mm Vulcan cannon.
Wow.
Kind of right on the front of the nose there that we use, and we can also load up. All sorts of, not guns, but we can load up all sorts of missiles and bombs, like I said. We can do a little bit of surveillance so we have a FLIR, which is a forward-looking infrared sensor that we can actually put on the jet and it sees through heat. And then we also have different sort of reconnaissance pods that we could actually strap on. So the jet, as I said, is kind of a Swiss Army knife, if you will, and allows the Navy a lot of flexibility with just one jet. So it's pretty interesting. What kind of stuff does your F-150 have?
Oh, man.
I mean, like I said, if you can talk about this, I know we're starting to get into specific.
I can. Yours just sounds so cool. Oh, man, that sounds so cool. Oh, man. A Vulcan reminds me of Star Trek. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I want to shoot
I think that's why they named it that.
Oh, that is so cool. They're into Star Trek stuff?
I'm sure they are.
That is, oh God, I wish I could do that. I do. Yeah, the F-150, its main feature right now is that it has a backup camera.
Oh, okay. So you can actually back up in your jet. Wow, that's really impressive.
Oh, you can't back up in yours?
Well, no, we don't have like reverse thrust. You know, the thrust only goes out the back, so therefore we go forward.
Oh.
But that's pretty cool how you guys can adapt that and move your airplane backwards. Now you can probably parallel park when you're on the boat, right? I mean, that's pretty sweet.
Oh, yep.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next segment. Being an instructor. You guys.
You're an instructor. Whip, you didn't tell me you were an instructor.
Yeah, I just got it last week.
Okay.
They gave
and
it
you
to
said
me.
You're a first lieutenant?
Yeah, I'm a lieutenant.
Oh, you're a lieutenant. Okay, interesting. So, where have you been, Whip? I mean, like you talk about kind of all this flying and stuff. Like, where have you been stationed?
Okay, I was stationed in Camp Lejeune.
Okay.
I was stationed
big naval air station there, and an air force base there. I think it's actually pretty big.
Yeah, yeah. I was there. Camp Pendleton. I was there.
Oh, okay. Wow. Very interesting.
I was in the Czech Republic. They have a base there?
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. Yeah, you forward deployed. Were you at the base there, or were you doing like an exchange tour with them?
It was more kind of just like a backpacking trip.
Oh, okay. And then you just kind of flew whenever you felt like it, or?
Yeah, you know, just like we always do.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, man.
Where have you been stationed?
I was first stationed in Pensacola, Florida. Uh-huh. I was there for about 2 years, and then I went to Oceana, Virginia, which is in Virginia Beach, and then 3 years in at Tsugi, Japan, and then I just got to China Lake, California about 2 years ago, and I've been here for, like I said, about two and a half years. I'll be here for another nine months or so, I guess, and then I'm heading to Lemoore, California.
Ooh, Lemoore.
Yeah.
I've heard that's beautiful.
Oh, it's great, man. Right by the ocean. It's just a lovely place. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I've done some boogie boarding up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, boogie boarding and surfing's huge in Lemoore, man. Let me tell you.
Yeah, a big, you know how it is. Hey, back to being an instructor.
Yeah, sorry, man. That's my fault.
No, that's fine. No, I love it when you ask questions about me. And I can answer them right away. It's really
easy. Yeah, absolutely, man. It's spot on.
Oh, boy. Being an instructor. Taco over here is an instructor. Tell the audience about that.
Well, I went to Top Gun, as the podcast so eloquently states.
Top Gun!
Top Gun, yeah. Fortunate enough to go to Top Gun 2 years ago. I finished that and have been at VX9, which is a squadron out here in China Lake. And my job is to not necessarily instruct as much right now, but it will be at my next job. But right now I'm kind of looking at figuring out how we are going to tactically employ the Super Hornet with the new capabilities that we have and that we're bringing to it. And so it's kind of my job, along with a couple other patch wearers, Top Gun patch wearers that are working with me, in order to try to figure those, the kind of the questions we want to ask and the answers we want to find through testing about how are we going to train and fight with these new systems or these new weapons. And now in about 9 months, I will actually go to a different squadron, and then I'll be what's called a training O or a training officer. And I will be in charge of kind of all of the training for the squadron and making sure that everybody is meeting the wickets as far as upgrades for, you know, either being a lead or a wingman, and that kind of thing, it sounds like if you just got your instructor qual this last week, you may be a little bit fresh to it, but you probably kind of, you understand the game.
Oh, I've already taken up a couple people.
Okay, as an Air Force guy, are you section or division qualed? I mean, what did they give you first?
Both.
Just this last week? Both, okay.
Both.
Wow, gotcha, okay.
They said, listen up, bartender, we know you can handle both shifts. We know we asked you to come in this weekend when it wasn't your shift. You picked up Dave's, you know, because he's got that kid thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you did a real good job closing up last night, so you could do both.
Is that Dave, call sign Dave? That's a great
yeah.
call sign, too.
Yeah, his name's yeah. actually Steve, but his call sign's okay. Dave. That Steve stands, Dave, yeah. yeah, that stands for Detroit Aviator Very Eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like, I'd love to hear that story from Dave one time. That'd be pretty interesting.
Oh, God, Dave would love to meet you. So, yeah, basically I was showing a couple kids up there how to fly around, how to do the loop-de-loops and the whatnot. And, you know, they scare the bejesus out of me. And so I always like to bring up myself. I bring up a couple of my old styles. And
old style. So you drink while you're flying.
Oh, constant. I'm the instructor. I'm not technically flying. I mean, we got the pedals back there so I could like slow it down, you know.
Oh, yeah. The pedals to slow it down. Yep,
yeah. You know, the little pedals in the back that you just, like, you could tap, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no, completely, man. I understand. Yeah, the Super Hornet has a very similar thing.
Yeah. And so I just, you know, I usually bring a sixer old style with me when I'm flying around.
I mean, did they give you the backseat steering wheel as well, or do you not get a steering wheel with that one?
It's one of those where it's the joystick thing.
Oh, okay. You have a stick back there. Okay.
Yeah, it's a joystick. It's got the red buttons on it. It has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's that straight up and down pull. I don't need to explain to you. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man.
You know, so I'm up there.
Okay.
I'm up there with this kid, and the kid. So we're trying to get on the highway. We're trying to get on the Airstream highway.
Yeah.
And he freaks out.
Okay.
And he freaks out. And we have to pull off and land, and we have to get his bearings again. And then I had to switch with him, and then I had to fly it home.
Okay.
Because he couldn't handle it.
Gotcha. But you were drinking a couple of old styles. Is it just old style beer, or do you mean you bring up something heavier? I mean, if you have a pretty rough flight, right? You know, like thunderstorms and stuff.
I always got my trusty flask on me filled with Malort.
Gotcha. And then how, I mean, who, did you ask if you could do this? Because, I mean, I can't actually drink when I'm in the airplane or even 12 hours prior to flying an airplane.
I just kind of did it. You may not
be flying there the whip, but, I mean, you got to understand, as the instructor, it's a little dangerous to be drinking. I mean, would you be drinking if you were a driving instructor, you know, on the road?
Taco, I'm going to be honest, you're sounding a lot like my wife right now.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to sound like your wife. Safety's paramount in flying, man, because it's very unforgiving.
Well, maybe in the Navy, but in the Air Force, we're hardcore.
Yeah, hardcore fighter pilots. I picked that up about you the first time I met you, Whip. The Whip.
You know, we go through 6 weeks of training.
6 weeks. Wow.
Yeah, over a month.
That's dedication, my friend. That is dedication.
How long did you have to train?
I must be a little slower than you, Whip. I trained for about 2 years.
Jesus Christ.
Flight school. Yeah, and then I got to the Super Hornet, and then I trained for an extra year just to fly the Super Hornet.
Whoa.
Because they don't let me just fly whatever I want just yet. Maybe I'll get there someday. But I am a lieutenant as well, so hopefully maybe when I become a little bit more experienced. How long have you been in the Air Force, Whip?
10 years.
Ten years, and you're – yeah, so I've only been in
8,
so – okay. That makes a lot more sense now to me. Yeah. So I've been in for about 8. I'm a lieutenant. Whew. You've been in for the 10, and you're a lieutenant in the Air Force. Okay. Yeah. I'm not as experienced as you are. With, I think that's the.
That's the issue there. Well, I would be a colonel by now, but
colonel.
But I got in trouble. Well, I got caught trying to set something on fire.
Really? What was that?
There was this old barn. It would have cost too much to tear it down, and then I would have had to pay a fee to have the fire department out when I did it, and I just didn't have the cash on me at the time, you know, because I was going through this messy divorce, and I'm just like, I thought it would just be easier just to burn it down myself, and I thought if I just had a garden hose that would be enough to control it, and the flame got out of hand, and it's technically, you know, one of my nicknames was the arsonist, because technically I went to jail for arsony.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say either that or like pyro or the fact that you used a
pyro
hose. Maybe it could have been hoser. You know, you were just trying to hose that fire down.
These are all fantastic nicknames. Maybe, I'm going to use all these nicknames.
Maybe you can use these later on in your career. I think that's a great idea.
I'm going to use it. I like Pyro, like the flying purple dinosaur from a video game.
I think that's exactly where it's from, yeah.
Yes. That is amazing. That's so cool. Moving on. Our last segment. Free time. We're going to talk about stuff that we like to do in our free time. This is basically stuff when we just talk about, you know, not plain stuff. What have you been up to, Mitch? Taco?
I got to tell you there, Whip. My Cubbies. I've been a lifelong Cubs fan my entire life.
Oh, me too.
Really? Nice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you must have just been over the moon and holy cow, right? If that the Cubbies won last week. At the bottom of the ninth when the score was tied after we gave up that huge home run, I was doubting it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But then when that rain delay happened, I felt like the Cubbies got their mojo back. And then obviously we took care of it in the 10th. But it was something I've been waiting for years and years and years. And it was a pretty awesome sight. And then even just the afterwards, like winning the World Series was great for them as well. But you hear the stories of all these lifelong Cubs fans. It was just very dramatic and I think excellent. And it was just great that we finally got our day as Cub fans. So I'm sure you feel the same way.
I mean, I didn't get to catch a lot of the game because I had to work as the bartender.
Yeah.
And we only got that CRT TV. Okay. We haven't updated yet. And so it was coming in, but not very good. But I saw it. And man, when they won 30 years of not winning a championship.
30 years. Yeah.
It's... Yep.
30 years, Whip? Don't yeah. you mean 108 years? I think that's how long it's been.
Yeah, anyway, 108 is what I meant. 108 years. Oh, yeah. I to celebrate, I went out in the parking lot, had a couple old styles. And then also to celebrate, then I went home and I watched some YouTube videos on gerbils. A Vine compilation of gerbils. So funny.
Yeah, I think a lot of Cubs fans probably did. You know, Vine's dead now, so I think they were very happy.
Wait, hold on. What?
You didn't hear? I think Vine's gone. That's what I heard. I'm not a huge computer guy, but I'm pretty sure...
Taco, you're not messing with me, are you, right now?
I don't think so there, Whip. I'm sorry to have to be the one to tell you this, but I think Vines are gone. I'm sorry, buddy.
I'm really upset right now.
Well, let's try to talk about something a little bit different then.
God. Okay. So, Taco, I got to come clean.
What's that, Whip? Are you actually, you're not a Cubs fan. Is that what you're going to tell me?
Taco, I don't know. I'm not in the Air Force. I just, you came into my bar. You were so cool. You were talking to me about stuff and I just wanted to be your friend.
Whip, I am shocked. I had no idea this whole conversation here. I thought there was just all this whole new leaps and bounds of aviation that was just over the horizon from me that I was getting to, and you shattered my dreams, Whip. Shattered my dreams.
I'm sorry, Taco. It's just my life's not going very well.
I'm sorry to hear that, Whip, but I'm really sorry. But it doesn't mean you have to lie to me, Whip. I mean, what is the F-150 actually your F-150? Like, is that the truck?
Yeah, it's the truck. I'm not very original.
Also, when you said it seated six and had that backup, you know, camera, that was a little bit of a dead giveaway.
Yeah, I sometimes forget that I'm in a lie and I start telling I'm an idiot. I don't know what I'm doing. Are you really a Top Gun instructor?
I'm not a Top Gun instructor, but I'm a Top Gun graduate and I fly with VX9, yes.
Oh my gosh.
I actually did go to Top Gun.
That's so cool.
Well, I appreciate that. It took a lot of hard work to get there, so... you know, it does hurt a little bit, Whip, that you would just sort of just take on that persona. But you know what? I think maybe we can still be friends here, Whip. I think.
Can we still do the podcast? Because my last podcast partner quit.
You know what? Yeah, we can talk. Yeah. As long as we talk about, you know, the truth, Whip. I want to hear real things. And I mean, are you actually fans of all these teams? And do you really care? Like,
no, I don't care about sports at all.
I think you really care about vines, though. I did pick that up on that.
I love vine compilations. That is
specifically gerbil vine compilations.
Well, just that one. That was the one I got to tonight. You know, I really like the ones that say like dank vine compilations or like try not to laugh at this.
Those are and then you good. and then And then you try not to laugh, but you can't.
I laugh every time.
I gotta come clean a little bit there, Whip. I actually love vines as well.
Yes.
And I was equally as sad as you when it's gone. I mean, you depend on something for so long, and then it just flies away like a little butterfly.
Or like an F-150.
I don't think those fly away, but it drove away like an F-150. Yeah, we're right there, Whip. But I think you and I can both agree that it was a very sad day.
All right, that has been Top Gun Podcast. Well, next time it's going to be Dank Podcast. I am Whip Hubley, the actual bartender.
Taco Parmentier, not a bartender.
Make sure to keep looking to the sky. That is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and want more, you can listen to all our episodes on trythispodcast.com or we're on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Pocket Cast. If you want to support the podcast, check out my posters over at mariomaps.com. That's mariomaps.com. Or just subscribe and you can get a new episode every Wednesday. That's it. Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have on a new guest and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this. Now that it's done, it's been done, but never was before we did it.
You're drunk.